WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Recent drought conditions may actually be good for Virginia's farmers. The governor's race tightens, according to the latest poll. And in a probably unrelated note, Virginia's liquor sales are up. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 17th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
3 weeks before elections, and according to this morning's Wasson poll, the race for governor is tightening, WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports.
The Wasson poll this morning says it is Northam 48, Gillespie 44. Assistant poll director Rachel Bitterkofer.
Last week, Ralph Northam, the Democrat, had about a 7-point lead over his Republican opponent, Ed Gillespie. In this tracking survey, we're seeing it get to about 4 points. And that's notable because that means for the first time, it's within that margin of error. Yes, Northam is still ahead, but it is within striking distance for Gillespie.
In a generic House of Delegates test ballot, Democratic candidates continue to lead Republicans 48-40%. Wasson plans 2 more tracking surveys before Election Day. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia's state-owned liquor stores had nearly $1 billion in sales last fiscal year. A new report to state lawmakers from the Virginia Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control says the state's ABC stores reached $940 million in sales last year. That's up from nearly $900 million the year before. The department said it made $171.7 million in profits in fiscal 2017, up about $6.9 million from fiscal 2016. Virginia is one of more than a dozen states that manages the sale and distribution of liquor. Finally, most areas of Virginia saw little to no rain for all of September. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, that's actually been a good thing for many farmers.
Farmers who need a dry spell to harvest were thrilled with this year's summer and fall weather patterns. For one particular crop, it's meant a 90% jump in production from last year. Elaine Lidholm is with Virginia's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Before they harvest, you know, the poofs come out, those big puffy balls of cotton. If you get too much late season rain, it just pounds the life out of the cotton bolls.
Things are also looking up for peanuts, pumpkins, and wine grapes. But what's great for one farmer can be a real drag on another. Cattle ranchers will be feeling the pinch this winter when they run out of hay early.
So while the beef cattle farmers are just shaking their heads and thinking, I'm going to need to get a second job this year, cotton and peanuts and pumpkins and wine grapes are like, yippee.
And for the economy as a whole, Lidholm says it all balances out. At $91 billion a year, agriculture continues to dominate Virginia's economy. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.